Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman here in Talk Block Talk Radio. This is the Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio Show, and this is Psychic Journeyman, and we're here today. And today we're doing a little thing on our little situation here about healing. Yesterday we talked about healing. Today we're going to talk about body energy and how to basically use it. It's like this. We're going to talk more about healing. I also have a guest with me today, and he's not here yet. I think it's Basada Dorea. He is really versed in science and numbers and really amazing and talented guy. I'm not sure why he's not here, but I'm hoping that we didn't get the timing mixed up on this one too. But high hopes, he'll be here. He helps a lot of families and that kind of stuff. He has a show here on Block Talk Radio called Four Corner Reading. Okay, so join us for that one. Everything is in order to have a fulfilling life. Just one of those things. He'll be here pretty soon. Also, with the situation in hand, we are just having a great time today. And also, I have my donations. Donate to the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and support my show fund. Help me get home and help me to keep the shows going. For every donation of $5 or more, you'll receive a 5-card angel reading. And I'll just thank you ahead of time for that. Thank you. And love and light to everyone. And I just say this all full together as the universe and the world is meant to be, with everybody working together to helping everyone to obtain their goals. So you donate $5 or more, you get a 5-card angel reading. You get your answers, and I get my funding to go home and to keep the shows going and to keep the guests that I bring on the show and the much work as I put in the shows and everything. So I just donate to the Going to Springs, Colorado Fund, which is my home where I used to live, and I'm trying to get back there and support my shows. It's one of those things where we're just trying to keep it all going. Putting a show together like this takes more than just showing up and doing the whole thing and just showing up. A lot of research goes into the whole thing, putting the shows down, the format, that kind of thing. So give us a hand, help us out, and balance out the universe, you know. Let me be a blessing to you and vice versa. So jump right in there and take care of the whole thing, and we'll see how it goes. And for everybody in the chat room, hello, hello, hello. It's going to be, and I'm not really sure why my guest hasn't showed up. It's just one of those days. Hello. All right, my guest hasn't shown up yet, so we'll just go along with the story. Yesterday we were actually clearing a lot of things too, and we're going over this book called The Alchemist's Handbook. And what about body energy? It's the idea of what you focus. It's like I want you all to sit there and focus one thing. Do a meditation of putting your feet firmly on the ground, on the floor, wherever you're at. And then use your imagination to picture green energy coming from the ground into your feet, up through your body, up to the tip of your head, and then down into your hands. Now breathe in, and as you breathe out, use your imagination to direct that energy from the ground up to the tip of your head and down to your hands. Okay? I want you to do that for like 5 minutes, slowly. And then direct the energy to your hands. Okay? After you do that, I want you to just focus on energy itself and within. So in the meditation of use the same technique, but just direct energy to your hands. After you do this for a while, I want you to touch your hands. I want you to touch the palm of your hands. You should notice that your hands are warmer than they were. That's you directing energy. That's energy in your body. It's also the same thing of taking your hands and placing one palm up and one palm down, and then closing your hands like you're making a fist, but do it like you're squeezing a bottle. Do both of them at the same time, like 20 times. Okay? As you do that, and when you get down to 20, then turn them over where the other hand's facing up and the other hand's down. Do the same thing. Okay? After you do that for about 20 times, now take your hands and put them together. You'll feel energy. Okay? Those are your hand chakras. Okay? So if you sit there and look at that whole thing, that's body. What we're going to do today is we're talking about energy to use. Therefore, you can focus on your manifestation. Okay? Another meditation is to focus, sit down, cross. It's the idea of sitting down, grounding your feet, and picture a golden stream of energy coming up from the ground into your solar plex, up to your throat chakra, and then picture that golden stream of energy going out into the universe, out to the world. Picture that energy going. And same also, after you focus on directing the energy out into the universe, now focus on you being a magnet. The energy is going to go out into the universe to attract what you're trying to manifest. But you also have to be grounded and also see yourself as being a magnet to draw those things back to you. Yesterday we were talking about this book called The Alchemist's Handbook. We covered the ideal of, basically, there's five parts of your life. There's your spiritual life, your service to others as a true success in life. That's number two. Number three is your physical body. Four is your finances. And five is relationships. Now, you notice the first two, your spiritual life. Look at various activities, learning, the growing, the realizations. See yourself so filled with the light of spirit that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are a full and glorious manifestation of the all. Feel the presence, the life, the love, the power. Accept the fact that you are a spiritual being now, not in the future, but now, the completeness of God in individual expression. How do you see yourself as a spiritual being of the universe living on planet Earth right now? How do you see yourself? What are you saying, doing? How are you acting? Are you living with unconditional love and spiritual understanding while maintaining mastery over this world? Look at yourself on the stage of life from the ideal spiritual perspective. What do you see? What's the situation? Are you living the spiritual life? Now, in order to live the spiritual lifestyle, you also have to have balance between what is here, okay? What is now as you are in the physical body. So therefore, you have to have balance between the physical and the spiritual. You also have to maintain chakra balance. You have to sit there and make sure your aura is wide open. You also have to realize what an aura is, which is an extension of the soul. But you also have to understand what balance is. Balance is between good and evil, negative and positive. Okay, when one is more than the other, then you're out of balance. So if you're always constantly positive, that can be an imbalance in itself. So therefore, what you need to do is step back real quickly and sit there and say, okay, balance in your life means balance between everything. And that's what they also talk about, the five parts of your life. There has to be balance between all those two as well. So therefore, if you have a relationship that's great, but your job sucks, then you have imbalance in your life. So you have to focus on those things and realize the spiritual lifestyle, what that means is balance between the physical and the spiritual. And the chakras are batteries. There are spiritual batteries where you get your energy from. There's also the aura, which is your sensory perception of seeing things, feeling things. Before, you know, it's like entering a room, I can feel the energy here, the power, whatever, the positive or negative. Okay, so are you living with unconditional love and spiritual understanding while maintaining mastery of this world, which means the idea of understanding everything happens for a reason. So yes, there are going to be things that you're going to have in bad days and good days. But it's the idea of understanding what that means. You know, are you living the spiritual understanding? Spiritual understanding means everything happens for a reason. So when you look at it with unconditional love and spiritual understanding, then you understand that whatever happens in front of you is for something for you to learn, to understand, or to confirm. Okay? Everybody's looking for, what do you call that? They're looking for... I can't see the word, I can't say it. When they call psychics and that kind of thing, what they're looking for is sometimes just for someone to validate what they already know. And that's what I'm saying. Everything that crosses your path is crossing your path for a reason. Your angels, your guides, your God, guidance, guardian angels, all the spiritual support, you know, loved ones, that kind of thing. Everything's happening for a reason to help you make quicker decisions, because everybody's looking for a way to look at life so they can experience more of it. Well, the way to experience more of it is not the ideal to try to do more of it. It's the ideal of experiencing every moment within a moment, within a moment. You know, in 1 minute, what could you experience as in quality, not quantity? The quality of life is the ideal of taking and getting everything out of every minute, not to sit there and go, well, like some people, in the process of, let's go get drunk, let's go party, let's do all this kind of stuff. That's usually people who are bored and don't know what to do with themselves. People who are spiritual and that kind of stuff, like communion too, but realize the idea of not happening, they don't want anything in the way of them, of their experiences. If you notice certain people who deal with certain substances have a tendency not to remember. So, you know, it's either they don't want to remember, or they're using the situation not to remember. But either way you go about the situation, that's a missing out. Okay? If you're suppressing it or intensely forgetting it, it's something you don't want to remember. So the ideal of living it in the first place makes you wonder why you did it. So that's the spiritual life. Then we go on to your service to others as true success in life. See yourself adding your piece of the puzzle, bringing your individual contribution to the divine plan. The angel of service and synthesis didn't tell me, but in the process of understanding this, the angel of service and synthesis told. Sometimes in a situation, I think it's told everybody. People are just listening. Find that which offers you the greatest personal satisfaction and develop that skill and action to use that proficiency for the general good, not necessarily from a global perspective. All All activities go into the stream of life at the point of individual contribution. Yet the stream is universal. So what one person does affects everyone to some degree. You love to write. Someone else may enjoy bringing order to a business and fine-tuning the operations of a higher degree of productivity. Another may wish to paint works of art, creation that enter the waters to reflect greater beauty in the world. Others may teach, sing, sell, repair, or manufacture. It makes little difference so long as the individual is deriving full pleasure. Okay, from a principal activity, for it is in the joy of doing that the currents are stirred, the ripples reach beyond time and space, and service is fulfilled. Okay, you use your active imagination now. See yourself doing your part to make this world a better world, providing assistance to others without infringing on their independence, and promoting a sense of cooperation and unity among people. This is true success. Developing the image and holding it firm on remembering. Success is the natural order of the universe, wholly ordained by God as a force for good to replace the effects of this world with divine reality. Transform failure to full abundance, illness to wholeness, and discord to harmony, as the power moves through us to accomplish and achieve in accordance with the law of being. So those are things you work on yourself. Pretty much summarized for you, okay? And then number three is the physical body. Now, we're sitting here talking about the idea of really focusing on manifestation and the idea of manifesting a holy, healthy, balanced physical body. When you do that, okay, it's easy to bring them into balance in the spiritual sense, okay? So you're remember what you see, you shall become. So begin to visualize your body exactly as you want it to be. Impregnate creative mind only with wholeness, health, well-being, as you see the perfect image of your physical systems. See the entire atomic structure in perfect balance, the cells singing songs of joy, every organ in tune with the great architect of the body and expressing only the divine activity of life. In your mental movie, see yourself as active, vital, vigorous, energetic, and playful. Hear yourself saying how wonderful you feel. Listen to others as they say how good you look. Try those images. They will really help you out a lot. So we've crossed that one. Now the ones that most, the last two are the ones people talk about the most. And they ask the questions about when they call. And that's finances, your finances. Now, you are as rich as you can imagine and as wealthy as you can feel. For the universe puts no limits on your financial well-being. But money, for money's sake, is not the objective. How will you live? What will you have? With an all-sufficiency of funds at your disposal, how will you live? What will you have? With all the sufficiencies of funds at your disposal? Okay, first, imagine yourself as totally debt-free and capture the intense feeling of joy owing no one anything but love. Ponder this sense of freedom for a moment. I mean, how would that feel to you guys? To owe no one nothing, to have no bills, to have nothing. And if there's anybody, I want to sit here and tell everybody too real quickly as we go into this whole thing that we are doing readings today. If you want to call in to get a couple questions answered, get a past life reading, anything I do, any question that pops in your head or any curiosity what you might want to do, just call in and get your questions. The number here is 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. If anybody in the chat room wants to ask any questions, just chat them, just type them away, and I'll be checking with the chat room from periodically, and I'll get to it, and I will definitely answer it. All I ask is if you specify if you'd like to have it answered on the air, or if it's something that you don't want to be, no problem. Just let me know. So, in that sense of the word, in the sense of the word, then we'll sit there and do the whole thing. Okay, guys? Also, this is just an invitation, Amy. I haven't talked to you in a while, but if you want to come on the show and just visit for a half hour or so, it would be great. So it would be great to talk to you and welcome you to the show. So therefore, if you feel like doing that, if not, I understand certain situations can be a little trying, so no problem. So I understand. But let's get back to this. So what we're saying here, ponder the sense of freedom for a moment, okay? Now picture yourselves, guys. I mean, just go over these things, each one of these sections, and try to use that visualization on those things. So what we'll do, we'll just go through the whole thing first, and then take from there, okay? Now feel what it means to have all the money you'll ever need for the rest of your life. How does it feel to be wealthy? Put on the mantle of wealth and wear it. There's no pride, sorry, or no humility here. You are simply assuming the role that has been yours since the beginning of creation. You are a noble soul, a resident of the kingdom, a divine expression of the abundance of God. Experience in mind the graciousness, the harmony, and the beauty. Bring your ideal home into mind. Create the perfect dwelling place in your control visualization. Walk around it and look at the beauty, symmetry, and grace. Notice the lovingness of nature surrounding it, the awe-inspiring trees and flowers. Listen to the birds sing. Feel the warmth of the sun. Now walk inside. Now walk inside the home and explore the magnificence of your creation. I mentioned, see, what we're doing is we're missing the home here because of its importance. It's symbolic, symbolically, as your state of consciousness, okay? The meaning of dreams, focusing, and most people have this dream of owning a home. And when they do own a home, it's like the base of operations. It's something that's really dear to everybody. I mean, home and that kind of stuff, it's the idea of living a house. A house that is in good condition with many loving, well-pointed rooms suggests a dreamer who is healthy and serene. A house that is airy, bright, cheerful, uncluttered, and reasonably well-organized suggests a dreamer with those same characteristics. The ideal home impressed upon, just say, a lot of people focus on Isis as the female part of the manifestation process. So basically, when the Book of Alchemy is talking about impressing upon the feminine principle, works wandering in both the inner activities and consciousness and the outer physical manifestation. Keep expanding your vision, deepening your feelings as you capture the true meaning of living richly and blissfully. And then everybody's favorite, your relationships. See meaningful scenes of harmonious interactions with others, of loving, playing, and being with the perfect mate. some people do have mates, okay? With the perfect mate, the ideal circle of friends and family members who contribute to your happiness and you to theirs. See yourself as worthy of participating in life with people who are enjoyable, encouraging, harmonious, helpful, and pleasure to be with. And see yourself adding to the joys of their lives by being a lifter, someone people run to rather than from. Create the scenes now of true love relationships, seeing a variety of activities where the essence of happiness and great joy is shown on the screen of your mind. Finally here, let's take a look at the perfect the masterpiece with other scenarios and experiences that would add to your ideal life and put it in all in writing. Take each point and write in your journal that you see what you want to see. Okay? I put this down here too. I see myself living as I have always dreamed, yet now the dream is a reality, for I have awakened to the vision of truth. Now we are ready. See, once you get these things online, now you're ready to begin the alchemical process. So that's an interesting thing. I'm going to bring my friend Amy to the show. Amy, how are you? And she's not there. It was very exciting to think that she would be here. Anyway, Amy, how are you? Amy?
Yes, Donnie.
Hey, there you are. Somebody run the vacuum cleaner?
No, I thought I'd try a different headset, but apparently that didn't really work too great for me.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Yeah.
I've had the same problem there, too. It seems like with certain shows I go to, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but it does seem to pop up real quickly and that kind of thing. And you get all the feedback and stuff. I mean, some days, I never had any problems with it at all. So. Must be one of those atmospheric, continuing crazy things. I'm not sure.
Could be, yeah.
Because that can drive the freaking walls. So how are you?
I am very good, actually. I was got like the best night of sleep I've had in a long time last night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very good. Went and get that. Finally, got that job that I was telling you about.
Uh-huh.
Everything finalized with that. So that's going to be a go. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured it would be.
Yeah. And then, you know how I was telling you about seeing the rainbows, right?
Yes. Yeah, tell us more about that.
Well, the question has not been asked, but I was asked yesterday, what did I envision for the next time I get married as far as ceremonies go? So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes you think, don't it?
It certainly does.
So I was wondering, you know?
Yeah, it was not, sorry. I said it was not the question, but it certainly seems like it's leaning that way, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I understand. It was like, well, I was sitting there going over some things myself, and some questions had come up and that kind of stuff, and I don't know, sometimes I get to the point where I'm not really sure what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other times where it's just like, thinking about it too much can also drag at the walls, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's why I had to step back for a while, myself, in my experience. Just to stop stressing out about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, isn't it talking about this idea with this book, when it's talking about living the spiritual lifestyle, basically living in a state where it's unconditional love. Are you living with unconditional love and spiritual understanding? So even, you know, in the process of someone walking in front of you and being really a bastard, understanding that right in that moment, he's not really, or she's not really doing anything to you. It's just who they are.
Yeah.
And say, okay, I love this person for being that. That's who he is. Mm-hmm. Or one aspect of it anyway. So
right.
That was what I was trying to, because we were sitting talking about this yesterday where we're talking about balance. And people think balance is being totally spiritual. Well, since you live on the third dimensional plane, you can't be balanced if one's greater than the other. So you have, and we know that, and the reason we focus so much on grounding, and grounding is a strong part of manifestation and meditation and how things work. I mean, you know, for like when I'm doing readings and stuff, breathing correctly grounds you, and it grounds me, and the messages come across clearer.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. And I know from my own experience too that one quick way of doing it is just telling myself, ground now. If I'm having like physical symptoms, like dizziness or whatever, and I tell myself that, it usually takes care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right off. That's just a quick way of it, but
right.
If I need it real quick.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that one completely.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's one of those crazy things where you just gotta sit there and look at the situation, and I'm not sure. It's just one of those situations, because I've noticed that too, and it's kind of wild, because I started to say the idea of how easy you can be pulled away from things too. It's easy too.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, because I mean, I sit here talking about breathing and focusing and constantly teaching all the time, and the process of teaching and doing these shows and stuff, I have a tendency to forget to do just that, what I'm supposed to be going through, the idea of practicing the situation and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we were sitting here talking about this situation too, about balance within the universe of energy exchange. So when we're in the process of giving readings and that kind of thing, when we give readings and that kind of stuff, we give away stuff for free. But the ideal of maintaining order in the universe is the ideal of the person who's getting the reading. You know, we're always talking about gratitude and being grateful. Well, there's many ways of doing that. And we were sitting talking about this on the Navy show too, where if you were coming to my shop and I gave you a free reading and that kind of stuff, if you just gave me a $5 tip, or if you just gave me a hug, or you took me out for dinner.
Yeah.
Those things are still an exchange of unconditional love and appreciation and gratitude for what just happened. So it balances everything else. And what's
right.
kind of amazing too, because I was on Amy's show last night. I was a guest on her show last night. And she got like, I think she got 3 donations of $10 in the course of the show. And then she got another $5. And she was sitting there, and she just kind of like, she voiced her opinion. She told everybody how she felt. And then she let it go.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, let go, let it be what it's going to be, and it will always turn out the way you want it to. And it's exactly what happened. So, I mean, that was almost like manifestation in process.
Yeah.
but if you don't stop and stop and, I guess how would you put this, focus on what you want, picture the outcome. See, we're saying picture the outcome. We're not saying attach yourself to the outcome. We're saying focus on the outcome. See that picture in your mind. What's it? I think a lot of people have a tendency to mix up the idea of focus and attaching to yourself. Thinking, because a lot of people talk about that, where they're sitting there going, well, if I don't sit there and attach myself to it, I'm just making sure it happens. And they don't realize it's like hanging on, it's like writing a letter to your mom. And then put it in your pocket and expect to get an answer.
Right.
If you don't mail the letter, then you're not going to get an answer, and it's the same thing here.
Yep. I got to say that is something that is it's a learning process.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to let something go. Well, especially, I guess, it depends on the emotional attachment you have to it as well.
That's true. Because I was sitting there looking at the thing going, it can drive you crazy, of course. You know, I think it's one thing I like to express to everybody, too, that we sit here and talk about this whole thing. We understand the ideal of certain things could be, as some people call it, difficult. But we've also come to a point, because we've lived those things as well as sit here talking about it. We've lived it. We've gone through it. And we understand what you're saying and that kind of stuff. But in the same sense of the word, you have to start somewhere.
Right.
And if you're not willing to start somewhere, then it's not going to happen. Then that's the point.
Yep. Sometimes I think it takes you have to be pushed to learn that lesson, at least, you know, the first time you have to be pushed, or at least I had to be pushed to a certain limit before I finally just said, oh, that's it. I give it
right.
up, and I say give it up to God. That's what my grandmother said, but I guess whatever anybody believes is a higher presence, they give it up to, but that's what it was for me. Finally got to a point like I can't make anything change, but God can, right? So
all right. You just basically are specifying the changes that you want.
Mm-hmm.
One thing it talked about in the Super Beings book, it talks about you are not creating anything, you're not making something happen. What you're doing in the process of doing these these techniques and these treatments and that kind of stuff to change your subconscious mind. Because what you're doing is you're giving God, the angels, universe, a blueprint to work with. So therefore, it's like, you know, it's like someone coming in there, you got a blueprint, you're building a house, and someone spills water over the whole thing. Just kind of freaking ruins the whole thing. So you're kind of looking at the thing, you're kind of lost, you're going a different direction. And then somebody comes back in and gives you another copy of the same blueprint. So now you can travel down the path a whole lot more smoother, because now you know where you're going.
Yep.
You're always going in the same direction, but some of these other directions that knocked you off the path, you thought they were decisions and stuff that when you're going, but you wasn't really seeing them clearly until someone came back in and gave you the blueprint to do those things. But once you get that clearly in your mind now God and the angels and the universe is able to create the life that you were meant to have in the first place in a spontaneous way. But they had to have that blueprint back in there. And a lot of times by making those wrong decisions kind of stuff, or going out with the wrong person, or marrying with the wrong person, or if you want to use the ideal wrong person, or just the idea of distractions. By going down these situations of distractions, you acquire memories and stuff that go along with that, which you think are real. Not realizing when we talk about look past the illusion, looking past the illusion means looking past what's going on right now to realize where you're supposed to be at. You know, once you realize that illusion, you've seen this in movies and stuff, where the people see an obstacle illusion, and it's not until the point where they get, it's a fear that manifests right in front of them. But once they walk through it, on the other side is reality, as the real, the truth. And then things, and then they're able to continue on with the movie when you get to the end. But but in the other aspects of those things too, I mean, that's the way it goes. Clearly, when you sit there and look at those situations, it makes it easier for you to think about it. And then if you think about it, what a man thinks about can bring about. What you think about all day long, when you get it, you'll be singing a song, you know. So, you know, humming away and doing your little things and that kind of stuff makes all sense. I mean, that's our biggest thing is look at the variety of activities. This is going to take a deep breath here. You know, various activities. So you're learning, the growing, and the realizations. You know, when they're talking about living in unconditional love and spiritual understanding, in the process of learning and growing and realization, they happen spontaneously. You look at it, you learn from it. From that learning, you grow. And from that and then it becomes a realization of where you need to go.
Yep.
So, you know, look at the situation for what it is. A lot of people want to freak out and think about it. Even when they make decisions, they're still thinking about it, not realizing, why is it taking so long? When why is it taking so long? It's because you're taking so long thinking about it.
Yep.
What a person thinks about brings about. So if you're worried, what you're really doing is you think you're focusing on what you want to do. But you're not. You're focusing on, I'm worrying about this. You keep saying the word. I'm really worried about this. I worry. So you're thinking about more about worry. So that's the illusion of what could happen. And what they're trying to get you to do is focus on what you want. Okay, basically, we're talking about body energy. We're talking about taking your energy and focusing it forward. Not backwards, but forwards. And the process of focusing on the forward, you start realizing that you're living in the now, and you focus on what's going on. Because you know what's going on at this moment is going to affect what goes on in the future. And you want to change that. So therefore, it brings you back to the roots of what we were talking about before, about grounding. You ground yourself. And grounding can happen in all kinds of situations. Realizations can be grounding. You know, it brings you back down to earth. You heard people say that before, right?
Yes.
Grounding. And we've always, and every time we have anything electrical or things like that, I used to work for the carnival, and they have these big generators. They constantly have to be grounded. And, you know, the idea of grounding is just focusing energy in a certain direction, so therefore you won't get any feedback. And with electricity, feedback can hurt. But
yes, it can. I went to a carnival once that apparently didn't have a ride grounded, and I touched the rails on the way up to the ride, and I became the ground.
Oh,
until
really?
Until my father knocked me off. He's like, how come you're not moving? I'm like, I can't. He knocked me off of it. That was when I was 8. That was not fun.
So, you know, I know. No, I understand. Most of us have experienced it too. Like, if you're, I don't know why some people do this. I don't know why I did it. You know, changing a light bulb. And I wanted to stick my hand in it to see if it was live. Well, all I had to do is put the light bulb in it.
Right.
All I had to do was use the light bulb in it and get the experience that I wanted, was the light bulb lighting up, right?
Yeah.
Instead, I set my finger in it.
Instead, you lit up, right?
Put it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I wanted to sit there and go, what'd you do that for? I wanted to see what a light bulb felt like when I got an IG on it, and it lights up, bing, you know. It didn't work, but...
You didn't see one over your head, huh?
No. No, probably see a light. Because I was in there. I did have some friends of mine where a friend of ours got electrocuted. In the sense of the word, he didn't die, but he did get pretty well powered up. And it was kind of funny. At that moment, you could see his skeleton. Like the light, like the electric was going through his body. Boom. Because it was looking for an outlet. And luckily for him, the outlet, it went back out the same way it came in. Because what happens usually when people get they get electrocuted or something like that, the electricity looks for a way out. And you use a person will, one of their injuries they'll get is like a foot, you'll see the skin is burst. Electricity was looking for a way out. Mm. Lucky for him, he didn't have that whole thing. Or this one guy that was like, people talk about miracles. You want to hear about miracles and electricity and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
I had a guy, it was, he got hit with lightning. It was an old dude. And he said, the story goes like this. The guy was sitting there, he gets hit by lightning. He doesn't really know what's going on. He just knows he saw the lightning. Next thing you know, he wakes up 20 minutes later on the ground. And he gets up. He walks in the house. And he looks at his wife and says, how are you? And she said, nothing. She was freaking out because this guy had been blind and deaf from birth.
Huh. Wow.
Now he can not good. He saw the picture he didn't like on the wall, and plus he heard his wife for the first time. And and the realization was he wasn't sure exactly what happened to him. All he knows is he saw lightning. Next time he's getting off the ground, and then he noticed that all the metal on him, like his zipper and stuff, were all fused. So that was amazing in itself. So, you know, to sit there and a miracle is going to happen in 5 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever. So that was a pretty cool thing.
Right.
Pretty cool it was for him. I mean, people can make a joke out of it. Say, well,
I'm going to make a joke out of something. I was going to say, after you stuck your finger in your where your light bulb should be, is that what inspired you to change your picture? Look at your profile picture.
Change my picture?
Yeah.
You know something that I forgot?
Can you see it?
Yeah. Not really. Hold on. Yes. Yeah. Now I just realized what she's saying. See, I have a show in the morning, too.
Uh-huh.
Called The Missing Spiritual Link. I changed that one, too. Now it's a picture of unicorns.
Okay.
And I was actually debating. I was debating if I wanted to do that with this one, too. Because it's like everybody knows what I look like now. If you don't, it's too bad. I like changing things around from time to time, so I try to change that. And I saw that. So, to me, it reminds me of Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
We're constantly working with Archangel Michael and that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, so I figured that's who it was. But when you said that about sticking your finger in the light bulb, then I saw that. I was like, well.
It was the same thing, too. I was thinking about the guy who walks in the house and he sees his wife for the first time. He doesn't like the picture on the wall. And then he hears for the first time because he can't stand his wife's voice. But, you know, something on an order like that, okay? And if you guys want to call in and get a reading or have a comment about the show, that kind of thing, great. Call us at 646-721-9031. I also give private readings myself. And I'm looking to hit that four private readings a day. So give me a hand in that whole situation and make it easier before you make that decision. Right now, if you call the show, because I have a special rate for people who call the show and then people who just go directly to my website, and that is $65 for a 60-minute session and $45 for a 30-minute session. and $30 for a 15-minute session. And right now, if you call the show and book a show while we're on the air, leave a message on my voicemail or with my website that you have booked, or specify that you want to get a reading, and you do it right now while the show's on, I will also knock off an additional 10% off those prices that people call the show. But when I say, you know, those are discounted prices, what I mean by that is, right now, for a 60-minute session, it goes for $125, a 30-minute session is $75, and a 15-minute session is actually $45. I do have a session where you can just get a 5-card angel card reading, which is $40, which is actually what I'm offering to people who donate to my Colorado fund and to support my show fund. If you donate $5 or more, I will give you a 5-card angel reading. So take advantage of that. I'm just telling you, if you go on my website, you'll see that it is a regular 5-card angel reading is $40. So that's a heck of a, you know, heck of a price, and it's also a really good discount. If you just gave $5 donation, you still get that 5-card angel reading. So check that out. Right now, I've also got some specials going on too, where I do relationship counseling and life coaching, and also I work with parents and their children. What? All right. Also, with the situation about, like I said before, I have life coaching, relationship counseling, and I also work with parents and children who have gifts. You know, helping them to come up with the tools to work with their child, also helping them realize that their child is gifted, more likely they are too. So it's the idea of working with both to work together. And we have special rates for those sessions too. They're 90 seconds. They're 90-minute sessions. 90-minute
well,
sessions.
Well, you're fast.
Yes. 90-minute sessions. They usually go for $175 for a 90-minute session. And sometimes we was going between 35 and 40-minute sessions. But right now it's going to be 90-minute sessions. They're usually $175 a session. You can get those now for $125. And if you also buy 3 sessions at a time, which usually with those situations I recommend at least 3 sessions, I will also give you a discount on that too. I'm not really sure. I'm not really good at the math, but I will definitely not buy. How do I put that? Actually, what I was doing was, and I can still do this because I was actually trying to figure it out, because it was. I should get a calculator. I really should. Because if you sit there and add it up, because I was sitting there looking at the $175. I'm trying to figure this out real quick. If you got 3 sessions at $125, you would pay $375 for 3 sessions by paying it up front. But right now, if you pay it up front, I'll give it to you for the Ascended Masters number of angel numbers, which is 333. That's $333. That's a markdown of over, what, $25? It's $25 off. So, and plus, I'm actually giving
$25 off, yeah.
I'm already giving more than $25 off on the regular prices, because it's usually $175. Now it's $125, which that's a discount of $50 off the original price. I'm going to give you the 3 sessions for $125 a piece, which is $333. So, well, actually $375, sorry. But if you act now, you can get it for $330. So jump in there and take advantage of that situation. It's really good. Whichever one you want to take advantage of, it's okay with me. Just go to the website, tell me that you've called to the show, and I will recite the discounts to you again, and we'll go from there. I'm just saying, if you book one now, you can take advantage of the situation and get it for $65 for a 60-minute session. For a 30-minute session, it's $45, and for a 15-minute session, it's $30. And if you call and book a reading with me right now, I will knock off an additional 10%. Okay? So check that out. And right now, like I said before, my goal is to do 4 private readings a day and to do a total of 24 readings a week. And I'm going to be, it's just the idea of increasing business, the idea of also increasing my fun, because I love doing this kind of work. I love working with people. Therefore, the idea of working together and coming up with solutions and all kinds of stuff, I just love that. So therefore, help me out to do more of what I love to do, and you'll get the answers, and I get the idea of fun and practice and just the whole thing. So check it out. And if you want to take advantage of any of all those things, my phone number is 937-838-6337. Again, that number is 937-838-6337. And if you want to contact me through my website, that is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Also, we talk about a lot of things on the show here, where we talk about meditations and that kind of stuff. Now, there's a couple good sites out there that I've actually got CDs from and some downloads I've gotten from them. BrainSync is a really cool one, too. They have some little CDs that you can do for meditations, for attract more love, help you with your manifestations, work with angels, sleep problems, and that kind of stuff. And what's so good about them is they're like $14.95 per CD. But you can also go on the website and you can also download on your MP3 players, which is, I don't want the discount. I don't want to say what the discount is because they change all the time. They're constantly having good specials over there and that kind of stuff. So check them out. That's www.brainsync.com. Also, with the situation, I've been trying to get a phone number, and I have some papers here, but for some reason, I cannot find them. So go to that website. Okay, www.brainsync.com. My favorite one is www.hemi-sync.com. That's a very good company too, because they don't have subliminal CDs. Their CDs have a tone underneath the music that when the brain hears it, it helps both hemispheres work together for intense focus and concentration. Actually, when you're sitting there focused and meditating anyway, basically what you're trying to do is bring it all together, balance between the two, where one doesn't dominate the other. And that's what these CDs are really good about. And they have CDs for that thing too. They actually even had a CD set for cancer. They had CD sets for focusing on clearing and just really detaching from emotional situations that keep you from finding getting in the right relationship or finally getting your course of getting to the person you're supposed to be with. Really cool stuff. So check it out. And I love those things. So that's www.hemi, that's hemi-sync.com. And what I like to do is, as we're sitting here going over some things about what we've been talking about with the Alchemist Handbook and energy, body energy, I'm going to put it in the chat room. Yes. So here it is. It's www. That's dot. I don't know how to spell dot. I'm just kidding. That's Hemi, H-E-M-I, dash, think, S-Y-N-C, .com. And we'll also throw that one in there, too. I hope I spelled that right. BrainSync. Sometimes you never know. Last time I did that, it came out as Brian. So, kind of threw everybody up for a minute going, okay, what's WW BrainSync? I never saw it. It says Brian. I am Brian. And I've seen that. What was that? Mighty Python?
The Life of Brian, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to be Brian. Okay. Or the Holy Grail, in search of the Holy Grail. I kind of freaked out when they would say certain words, they would get zapped off the planet of the Earth. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was when they said the GD word.
I don't think that was Monty Python. That was not the Holy Grail, but probably the Life of Brian.
Yeah, because they would say something they wasn't supposed to, and they would be zapped off the Earth.
Yeah.
I was like, it was so funny because every time one uses a GD word, that's what I would think is going to happen. Either you're going to get swept off the earth or they're going to get hit by lightning. So that was kind of a crazy situation. Okay, guys, right now, I really do picture my queue being full of people like you. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And I feel like there's some people out there that really want some questions answered. So let down your guard, let down your resistance, and give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. And there's a couple people out there that are kind of pondering in their heads, why don't I have a girlfriend? Well, why don't you call in here and I'll tell you why. All right? And for people out there, the women are trying to figure out some things about, there's a guy in my life who keeps it at bay and keeps it distant. Well, I can see. I can sense you guys out there. So why don't you call in and we'll talk about that. And we'll get some questions answered for you. Give you a couple tools to change that whole thing. And that's what it's all about. So give a chance, you know, give it a thing. Or if you want to, just come pop in our chat room. And we also answer questions in the chat room. I heard someone talking about questions in the chat room. I never got any questions from the chat room. I went through the same enlightening thing today. It is hard to practice mind over matter. It is hard. But my favorite saying is, it's not impossible. It's just the idea of realizing that you are not a solid substance. It is not a solid substance. Nothing on this planet is really solid. It's all made of energy, molecules, and atoms, the whole bit. And it's the idea of realizing that, picture that. Because I was talking about this the other day. I told everybody, they're focusing on this one here. I'm going to go through service real quick, too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm going to sit there and say, okay, your service to others as the true success in life. Now, what that means is, basically, see yourself adding your piece of the puzzle. That means find out. Like, I call it like this. Let yourself be guided to where you need to be. Now, it's a situation with Amy. She had a situation of an opportunity crossing her path. Now, she knew for a fact that it crossed her path for a reason. And when she sat there and realized it, from the realization, she followed through. And now she has this opportunity.
That's how
it works, okay? Don't be like the dumbass, okay, who was on top, was in a big old flood, and he's asking God to save him, all right? And God sends him a boat, a canoe, and a helicopter. The doofus gets to freaking heaven, and he goes, okay, God, why didn't you save me? And the guy goes, what do you mean, Dad? Why did I save you? I sent you a boat, a canoe, and a helicopter. What did you tell me to do, swoop you off the freaking planet? You have to learn that when you ask for something, to also recognize it, realize it, and then follow through. Okay? And that's what it's basically saying here. Bring in your individual contribution to the divine plan, which means you. Okay, I want to read this. There's a part in the front part of this book that makes it so simple. It says right here. It says, since the alchemy handbook goes, it kind of veers away from the accepted idea of conscious and subconscious mind and underscores the fact that while we are not all of God, which means a lot of us don't believe in God, we don't act in God, we don't do the whole thing, but God is all of us, okay, including the mind of decision and choice and the principle of creative power, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Once you realize your spiritual self and who you are and that you are an extension of God, that you are made in the image, that you are, that's it. What it means is, yeah, you have to look at the situation for what it is, okay?
Yes.
So, right here it talks about, the alchemical view is that nothing beneficial and of value exists that was not created by God. See, the ideal alchemy is a real cool thing because if you think about it, with the situation, that once you come to the realization that you are who you are, then the idea of believing in God, or some people out there say, I don't believe in God. If you look at those people, they're wandering around because they're lost. Because if you don't know who God is, then you don't know who you are. If you don't know who you are,
right,
you don't know God. So therefore, the idea of focusing, if you sit and look at the situation in the Bible of coming to realizations in life too as well, you have to come up with that realization. God, the angels, everybody cannot do anything for you until you come to that point of letting them in. Okay? So, and their divine influence to help us understand our potentials and tendencies and indicate the trend of the outer life circumstances. So it's saying nothing changes on the outside until it changes within. And I like this saying here too, Amy, Ralph Waldo Emerson. The way to mend the bad world is to create the right world. Now, in the process, what he says in that saying, creating the right world means he's focusing on the right world. He's not focusing on the bad world. The bad world's already manifested. It's already happened. It's already happening right now. So he's looking through the illusion, seeing the reality, seeing the truth, and that's where I want to be at. So therefore, he changes it and starts focusing on the right world.
Yeah.
Because it talks about a lot of things, too, I'm telling you, man. It's like, for accomplishing any objective, two things are needed. Individual effort and divine grace. Okay? The two are like the negative and the positive poles of a map. If there is only divine grace, but no proper effort on the part of the individual, the object cannot be achieved. Through the alchemical process, individual effort, we condition consciousness to literally become the shining sun of grace. So I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, it is.
Then we look at, the situation of, and he also says that in a meditation, the angel of service and sensitiveness told him this in a meditation where it says, find that which offers you the greatest personal satisfaction and develop that skill in action to use that proficiency for general good. Not necessarily from a global perspective, because everybody's trying to do something here and here. And I heard this in a movie one time, too. I thought it was great, where it says, stop trying to save the world. And when you try to save the world, it's like a manifestation. You're trying to save the world. That's big in a sense of how the mind works. But if you focus on saving, well, basically yourself and maybe three people around you, now that you can conceive. So in the process of doing a service for somebody, you're helping that one other person besides helping yourself. You're helping somebody else, and so on and so on. So it's a chain reaction, okay?
Right.
So what it says here, all activities go into the stream of life at the point of individual contribution. Yet the stream is universal, so that what one person does offers everyone, affects everyone to some degree. You love to write?
Yes, that's right. I think sending out that positive vibration, just ripple, that the whole ripple effect, you know? Just like throwing a stone into a pond.
And this one part here says, you love to write. Someone else may enjoy bringing order into a business and fine-tuning the operations for a higher degree of productivity. Another may wish to paint works of art, create creations that enter the waters to reflect greater beauty in the world. Others may teach, sing, sell, repair, manufacture. It makes little difference so long as the individual is deriving full pleasure, which means from a principal activity, okay? That means he's loving what he does. He also feels like he's accomplishing something. He's giving a service, and he feels gratitude for being able to be in that position to do that, but also at the same time, he's also reflecting that to the person or persons that he's trying to help. For it is the joy of doing that the currents are stirred. The ripples reach beyond time and space, and service is fulfilled. So love is one of those things we talk about a lot that continues on forever. Like we've done this show before where people have called us and asked us about readings and stuff. They never called to get a reading, but they heard someone else get a reading on the show. And in the process of doing that, we found out that not just the person that was getting the reading, but other people who were listening were also getting their questions answered too as well. So see, there, that's what it calls bring up the ripples, and it's a touching everybody in the sense of being in the right position. And also, it's a sign that you are in your place of service because you're getting that kind of reaction, that kind of effect, that you have to sit there and go, okay, I get it. This is what I'm supposed to do. Now, the idea of success falls into many categories as well. So if you're not rich and you're not a millionaire when you're doing this whole thing, that is not a sign that you are not in the right place. What it's saying is you should look at the idea and re-examine what you're actually focusing on accomplishing. What does success mean to you? Because actually what the world, the universe is doing is manifesting just exactly that. So you need to re-evaluate and not really change it or nothing. It's just the idea of realizing what you're actually trying to manifest. What is actually in your subconscious mind at that time?
Right.
So,
Johnny, I was going to say, I've got to head out, Johnny.
You got to what?
I said I've got to. I have to leave for now.
Okay, no problem. You got to go do what you got to do.
Yeah, but I will be back. Probably not tonight, but I will be back. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you again, Amy. Thank you for being here. You have a great
night.
Thank
you. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
Well, that was Amy. She was a friend of mine, comes in, and she's becoming a really great, I think she is. It's just one that seems to come into your own, being a very talented channeler on our own spiritual path. I thought it was kind of a cool thing. I've actually gotten a couple readings for myself. Very impressive. I'm pretty sure one of these days she'll be doing it. On a professional level, too, we hope. I think she would really help a lot of people. So, if anybody wants to get the reading, we're doing readings right now. Just call in here at 646-721-9031. And this starts some answering some questions. This starts doing something I really love to do, is answer questions and do angel readings. So call in. If you want to get a past life reading, just let me know. And we'll do that too. No problem. Specify if you want to get a tarot card reading too as well, because I actually do those too. Whatever your choice is, call in right now. And we will take care of that. Anybody in the chat room has any questions as well, let us know. And I'll be glad to answer those for you, too. So, and also if you have any comments about what we're talking about here on the show today, because it's like getting the foundation of actually trying to really focus and realize that you are energy, by really realizing your energy and really focusing on it. Why are we attracted to certain movies? You know, got the movies, Airbender, got other things where they have the hero series of certain powers and that kind of stuff coming into one's known. So it makes you wonder. And all we're saying is, can you be one of those two as well? And I say, yes, you can be. It's just the idea of getting the foundation and figuring out what you want to do. It's the same thing with body, when you're focusing on your body and you're focusing on that kind of thing. I always recommend that people go and get a book on anatomy. Really get to know the body. And the more you know your body, the more you know you have pictures in your mind that you can use to focus on to accomplish those goals that you're, you know, the idea of transferring energy. Can you actually put balls of energy in your hand? Reiki masters, I mean, they're the transfer of energy and using energy to heal. I really feel like that anybody can do these things. Some people do it on a professional level, but you can do it on any kind of level. It will just enhance your life in all ways. It's one of those things that you would just understand that how much it could really benefit your life just by understanding energy in itself. And by focusing and directing it, there's also a thing called psychic energy. It's the ideal of taking psychic energy as the ideal of, well, we have chakras. We also have a third eye chakra with the energy and opening it up. Energy attracts energy, like attracts like. So the ideal of situations, if you've ever done readings for a long period of time, you'll start noticing that a lot of people that cross your path are on the same level as you are in some way, in the sense of the word. So it's easy to sit there and say, okay, man, what you need to do is realize who you are, because in the process of doing that, you know that. Why do you know that? Because you know who you are. So you're passing it on to somebody else and say, hey, I can see it so clearly. And right now we're talking, we have crossed paths, and in some sense of the word, we're reflecting here. I've also learned from those situations myself. And if you are having a situation where you are having problems focusing and healing certain parts of your body, that's why I recommend the ideal anatomy books. Check out the anatomy. I mean, I've taken things in body mechanics. I'm a personal trainer and that kind of stuff. So when I focus on certain parts of the body, the other day I actually dropped a weight on my foot. Now, in the normal sense, it should have broke my foot. And maybe it did. But at that moment, I refuse. I have things to do. So I sit there and focus on that section of my foot until the pain went away. And I saw it as being perfect. And sometimes I actually take visualizations. And I've seen the Terminator movie so many times, I can see that metal anatomy, that metal skeleton. So I can actually take that and put it in the same place as my foot is and say, okay, my foot, I can picture myself being exactly that kind of metal alloy, so therefore nothing can hurt me. And all of a sudden, it's amazing how the pain goes away, and I walked out of there. And I actually dropped this 5-pound weight from probably about four or five feet, and it hit my foot, so it had momentum going with it too. So, you know, that was really, it caught me by surprise. So, that's what I'm saying. So whatever's going to work for you, you do what you got to do. But I'm just saying, when you don't let, and it's kind of funny too, when you, I've seen people like that, my kids are the same way. When they were younger, I was already doing it. I mean, I would tell my kids when they fall down, I would tell them, you are fine. And then they stop crying. So, you know, there has to be some kind of truth to that whole thing. And when you tell someone something, you're taking the power of suggestion. The mind is hearing at that moment. And when you're usually telling someone that they're fine, you're pretty passionate about that. And the passion and that feeling, manifestations happen quicker with the passion, the feeling that goes along with it. So think about that and act accordingly, okay? So if you have any questions and you want to call in right now, the number is 646-721-9031. And if you want to call me for a private reading, that number is 937-838-6337. Again, that number is 937-838-6337. Or go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Right now, we got 60-minute sessions going for $65 for the people who call this show. For 30-minute sessions, $45, and 15-minute sessions are $30. There's also gift certificates and blocks of time available right now, so contact me when you get the details about that. But we really do have some great specials on that. I just can't type them all in one little section and put them back on the board. But I'll be more than glad to tell you all about them if you give me a call at 937-838-6337. If you have a special child who has some special gifts and you don't know how to deal with that whole thing, then what you do me a favor and give me a call, and I help people with that. I work with kids with special gifts. So give me a call at 937-838-6337. My sessions right now are going for $125 a session. They normally go for $175. Okay? And I always ask that you buy it. Think about it. Getting three sessions, at least three sessions, which would go, they're usually $125 a piece, okay? But right now, if you order three in advance, they'll only be $333, which is actually about $25 off the regular price, which is $375. Okay, so check that out. It'd be great. It'd be glad to work with you on that kind of thing. So check it out. Also, I'm going to put things in the chat room so you can all see it, numbers and that kind of thing. Also, I'm going to put the information. Oh, that was crazy. Hold on. Hold up. I'm going to take care of the whole situation here. Alrighty. I'm going to put that information there again. And there you go. Donate to the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and support my shows fund. Help me get home. Help me to keep the shows going. Help me keep the same format because right now I'm actually trying to bring in at least between two to three psychics on per show. So you can't get that at Psychic Source no really. So I have no idea. We can call a psychic line and actually talk to two or three psychics at the same time. And some people said they're not sure about if that's a good format or not or confusing. Well, if you ever did some readings with me and my friends and that kind of stuff, we try to make it as clear as possible, and we're pretty much on the same wavelength anyway. So check it out. Okay, guys? And actually, my guest has shown up, and I'm going to bring him on right now. And hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, greetings. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. If you help me pronounce your first name, because I don't want to mess it up.
It's Baseda.
Baseda.
Yes.
And Dorel? Dorel?
Baseda Dorel. Yeah, Baseda Dorel.
Baseda Dorel. He's here with us. And
Baseda Dorel.
Baseda. Okay.
There you go.
So it's so easy too. But Baseda. Ba say.
Yeah.
Da.
Yeah.
You have some really impressive credentials, and I would love for you to tell my audience all about you and your show, because I've been on your show, and I thought it was a fantastic show.
You made my show. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, you made my show. Thank you. Okay, so you want me to tell a little bit about myself?
Yeah, go ahead and tell my audience
exactly
who you are.
Promote yourself as much
as you can, okay?
Okay, well, I'm just going to try to keep it short because I would love to engage in readings with you, with the people. I am a numerologist, and, of course, y'all already know my name is Baseda Dorrell. I was introduced to numerology for probably, I think, 7 years ago. I was at Barnes & Noble, and actually at the time I was into astrology. And so this woman named Jennifer came up to me, and she was looking for a numerology book. Well, I was bad in math in school, so I really wasn't going to go there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wasn't going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so she took my name. No, she took my birthday. She said, what is your birthday? And I gave her my birthday, and she worked it out, but she could not even tell me, you know, what was behind
the birthday. Right.
But that was the beginning stages of planning that route. And so 2 years later, I traveled with my job, and I was in Columbia, South Carolina, and I stopped at one of these occult stores called Conscious Creation. The owner is named Tazima. And so I stopped there, and she's a tarot card reader. I mean, this woman is awesome. And so when I walked in, and I was looking for someone else, but Tazima was like, I'm the owner of the store. I'm like, okay. And we was talking and everything, and she asked me for my birthday. No, she asked me what was my sign. I said, I'm a Scorpio. And she said, oh, I'm not ready to die yet. Now, knowing astrology, I got it because, you know, the wheel, when somebody's doing a chart, Scorpion rules the eighth house, which is the house of death and transformation. So I got it because I realized people in the past, every time people would come to me, they were going through a transformation. So I'm kind of figuring now that I'm just, if someone enters in my life, I've always asked myself, okay, they got something going on. It's time for them to go come to me for a transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And so then by talking to her, she asked me for my birthday. And so I gave her my birthday. And let me tell you, I went back to the moment at Barnes & Noble with Jennifer. So this woman worked my birthday out and was just telling me things about myself, you know, emotions and experiences and this. I've never experienced that from a complete stranger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she kept on saying, this is elementary. This is elementary. And I went, damn, if this is elementary, well, hey, I'm not ready for the college level. And so
right.
She said, this is elementary. And she just worked my birthday out. And so from that moment, it was that feeling I received. And I said, this is what I want to do when people encounter me, and if we just happen to talk about the birthdays or whatnot. And so that's 6 years ago, I began to do the study of numbers. I started going on YouTube. I started going on the Internet, pulling all type of numbers, meanings, and all that kind of stuff. And I had a naturopath doctor friend that's located in South Carolina, Greenville. Her name is Dr. Ifade. And she pretty much was the astrologist. And she pretty much have been around, done all kind of stuff and experiences, all this kind of stuff in the occult. And she told me, she said, Baseda, when you learn this, don't go out to the community and start practicing. She said, this is meant for you to heal yourself, to get yourself balanced. She said, and she gave me the perfect formula. And I tell anybody this, if you get into these occults, and this is just my opinion, you get into these occult studies like astrology and numerology and stuff like that, practice on yourself because you're not going to lie to yourself. Then practice on your family, okay? Then practice on your friends. And then when the time comes, then you can practice on the community. So within that 6 years of doing numerology, I've been practicing on myself and family. And I even made a family tree of astrology and a numerology and all that kind of stuff so we can better understand each other, you know. And I would just go back in time at different dates, what happened, and just – and I became an expert at that time. And so I remember, if you can Google my name on Blog Talk Radio, the first time I was on a show, it was a year ago, I think 2 years ago, I was on It's Blue, the remix show, with my friend Dr. Ifade. That's the first time I ever went live. And the reason that happened, because Dr. Ifade called me. She said, I'm going to be on a show, and I want you to be on there, but the host don't know that I'm bringing you in. But I want you to be there, and I want us to read together. And at that time, I was a little shy. I said, really? Because my doctor friend, she was a colon hygienist at a local health food store. And she used to do numerology readings. And I would just print out, you know, numerology reading. She would do the astrology reading, and I would do the bonus, the numerology reading. But I never really basically did one. But doing that show was definitely the first time I orally did it for the community. And so it's been on ever since. And I tell people it's my living truth, you know, what I've experienced. And I used to tell people, before I bring it to anybody, I have tested this stuff out. And I just want to go back. It was that feeling that Tazima gave me. That is what I want to give to people. Now, I've been known, because I substitute teach here and I work with children, people have always said, you know, Beseda, you know, you're very inspirational. And I like it when you're around. And I've got that all my life. However, just going back to the old science of numerology, that's the piece that was missing, because now, even though, you know, I give that motivation to people, now I can really give them something to help them to improve the quality of their life, and by looking at their birthday and tell them what's going on. So that's what I've been doing, and I'm on Four Corners. And actually, last year, I met this girl named Lady Asset, and she was doing the Goddess Awakening show. And I don't know how we met, but we met, and I wanted to tell, because at that time I was fishing around. I wanted to be a guest on people's show. After I did that Blue Remix show, I really wanted to do more shows. I really wanted to do more shows. And so I was just fishing around, and nobody did not want me. Nobody, you know. And so this little young girl, which I didn't even know, she could offer me the Blog Talk community. And she said, brother, I want you. Actually, this month last year, because I got it written down, this month last year, I was a guest on her show, and we got so many response from that, from the goddesses, to the point she started having me come in every 2 months. No, every month. I was going to come in twice a month, on a Sunday and in that Wednesday, just to do readings for the goddesses. And so that got popular, and then we built a community of Four Corners, and now that's what we do. And on Monday nights, and then each and every one of us have our own shows, which Dr. I said she's doing her show right now, I think as we speak. And then we have this other doctor, he's an astrologist, and then I do it on Sundays. And so, you know, it's been gravy ever since. And I do have a couple of clients that I have served, and they keep in contact with me, and they call me when they feel that they need to know what their energy is. Because numerology is all about energy. You know, it's all about symbols and energy and when to make a move or when not to make a move. And it's a universal code. You know, everything that's surrounded around us, and you know this, is energy. But in my world, I put everything as a number, you know, or a letter. If I can name something, I can break that name down and tell you the vibration. You know, so everything around us is number. You know, can you picture this world without numbers? I mean, you know, we could not live. You know, when you wake up to a clock. You know, you cook, you have to set it on a dial, which is a number, or let's say microwave. When you get in your car, you got a speedometer, and you got letters, drive, reverse, and you got license plate tag, you got speed limits. And numbers are just everywhere, and I like using this. And we love to get paid. So when you get a check, there's numbers on there. So, so, you know, but it'd be beautiful when you know the meaning behind that number. And even our house is a number. Our house carry a certain energy that you can really easily manipulate. You know, I have a friend girl here that owns her own beauty salon, and she was struggling. Now, she's a Christian, and that's fine because I meet people where they're at. And I said, well, you know, we can change all this if you allow me to just manipulate the energy. And do you know when I manipulated that energy by changing the address to her building, do you know every seat in her salon is filled with someone renting a booth? So, you know,
What did you change?
Huh?
What did you change to help her do that?
What we do is, depending on your intent, what you're trying to achieve, you take the address of the number, and if, say, for instance, 8 in numerology means money or power or whatnot. So what we did, I forgot what her address was, but what we did, we put a particular number on the backside of the door, and that changed the whole energy vibration of that establishment, which would draw a lot of business and money to her. Now, I told her, I said, now, a lot of your girls may be bitchy, or let's say be too serious. I just want you to know it's going to be very serious up in here if we change this energy to an 8. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what we did, and we did both of her locations. And now, you know, she's booming. She's booming, you know.
So you changed the number? You changed the number?
Okay. You don't mess with the address per se. What you do is whatever address, say for instance, just give me the number of your house. I'm going to need the street address. Just give me the number of your house.
Okay. Excuse me. 377.
Okay, let's see here. I asked you for your, you said 377?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, well, your house is already an 8.
Yeah, and also my birthday is a 2-6, and I'm an 8.
So,
reason I'm asking the question is, when it comes to income right now, it seems to be faltering, and I'm trying to reestablish that flow.
Yeah, you were saying that on my show.
So I'm looking for all kinds of assistance of any shape or form.
Yeah. Now, see, let me do that again.
She loves you, yeah.
That is a 7. Yeah, that is an 8. Now, that house, do you run a business out of that house, or your office is somewhere else?
I do my show, and right now, this is where I do everything. This is my base of operation.
Okay. And so your birthday is an 8, the energy of 8, and now the house is an 8. Now, I suggest start doing your affirmations, you know. I do the work I love. I work in with people I really enjoy, and I earn good money. Now, you should tell people, that may not be believable now, but if you say it as many times as you can, you're actually manipulating your subconscious mind to believe, and you will draw that to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense to me. Yeah.
I mean, I keep saying the one I like the most, well, I like this one where I just keep saying money comes easily and frequently.
Okay, I like that. That's even better. Say that again, money do what?
Money comes easily and frequently.
You need to add to me.
Oh, okay.
See, we got to be very clear, huh?
Money comes easily and frequently to me.
Yes.
I like that.
Because the universe don't know where to send that money at. So if you say it to me,
okay,
you know,
give it some direction. Give it some direction, huh? We have to give it direction.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because it'll do it. It's just that we don't know. You know, that's why, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing affirmation. That's another thing. When I do readings, I also put affirmations in the mix too, because our word is our wand. And that the power is in the tongue. And so the universe only relates to us through our speaking, thinking, and our feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I do a lot of mind work. And so when we want the stuff to, you know, be drawn to us, we have to really show gratitude. I used to say, I am now grateful that money is coming to me frequently, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you put I am now. You living in the you have taken control of that now moment,
right?
You know? And so the words now or I am grateful. See, the universe doesn't know right from wrong, you know. So it gives you whatever
right.
you desire or whatever you're thinking or feeling or whatnot. And like I tell people, it may not be believable now, but if you say it a lot, you know, it will come to pass. So if that affirmation you just said, if you put to me on there,
uh-huh.
trust me. Now, another thing people don't really understand that it's a thing that's called what is the most dominant feeling. So for instance, if you say this one time and you continuously thinking that it's not gonna come, then what has, it's like a scale, what has more pull, the more dominant feeling of not, you know, you're not
right.
getting the money. So your wish is my command, so you're not going to get it. But if you say it a lot, say it when you wake up, say it when you, you know, not doing anything else, meditating, before
mm-hmm.
you go to sleep. You know, I'm getting ready to buy a house now, a house that I'm living in. And every time I enter the house, I say, honey, I'm home, and then I say, I am a proud owner, and I call my street address. This house was a gift from my grandparents, and I'm just so thankful. I'm saying that because what I'm doing, I am basically working in the spiritual realm. So when it's time for me to buy the house, which bring it to the physical realm, everything will flow just as easy. And, it, you know, and I believe that. I believe that. So,
right.
And so, and I work with the new moons and the full moons and all that kind of stuff. And the new moon will be this Friday, by the way. So we all need to be focusing on our gaining. What do we want to gain in our life? What newness we want to add on our journey? Mhm.
Right.
So that's just a little bit. I can go on and on. That's just a little bit what I do. And but I just use numerology as my tool. And I pretty much, now each numerologist, they have their own little thing. There's so many levels to this thing. So like there's so many levels to tarot, so many levels to astrology. And you just pick the levels that you're, you know, that about three levels that you're good in, and you just roll with it. But the level that I use is
mm-hmm.
I focus on the personal year and the personal month. Now, you won't hear a lot of numerologists talk about that personal year, personal month. A lot of numerologists either talk about your holistic life path or your date of birth.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about those things in an in-depth reading, but now is a point of power in the present moment. And in numerology, it's just like astrology, you know, you progress every year. Well, in numerology, the progression is your personal year. And so that's pretty much what I deal with, because people need to know the energy that is around them. So that's
mm-hmm.
what I pretty much tell them, so they can better navigate, you know, the situation. Like this
right,
year
right,
for
right.
me, it's a big year for me to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more confident this year versus 2 or 3 years ago when it was brought to my attention. Okay, you need to think about this house. And I didn't even want to touch it. But now, since I'm in my personal year of 8, and I have a 4 that pops up. 4 is all about investments and the house and whatever. And this is a good time. So I figured that the universe is basically saying, okay, now is the point of power that you need to do this. And so that's what I'm going to pursue in a couple more months or weeks. And so that's what I do, because people need to know the energy that is around them. Yes. Yes. So anything
okay.
else?
Well, I think it's going to be. I mean, today I was going on the show earlier. It was the Alchemist Handbook. It's got a guy named John Randolph Price, and basically talking about not the four parts of your life, but the five parts of your life. A lot of people were kind of like wondering what that meant, and I kind of went over it briefly while saying the first one is your spiritual life. The second one is your service to others as a true success in life. Number three is your physical body. Number four is the one everybody knows about, your finances. And number five is your relationships. And it talks about the alchemist process of actually how to bring things into form, into reality, but also realizing that you are also the vessel that brings that into reality as well. It was like saying, I see myself living as I have always dreamed, yet now the dream is a reality, for I have awakened to the vision of truth. The one thing I was specifying to people is in the process of a lot of the spiritual work as in manifestations and stuff is more of a clearing out the clutter and also bringing back and looking past the veil of illusion to see the truth, which is actually you were always meant to have these things. Remember, probably all part of your life, but somewhere along the line, you kind of got knocked off path or you chose a different path, and now you're trying to get back to the original path to actually to acquire the things that you were blessed to have in the first place. Like we saw the lady who wants to have a relationship, and she said, I need to find the right person, when actually what she's trying to do is she's trying to find it back, or go back to the path that was already chosen for her, or she chose for herself to be with that person, which is getting in alignment with the person she was meant to be with in the first place. People have a tough time with that concept. College really get on my nerves because they talk about just pick somebody and have a relationship with them. And you can have a healthy, productive relationship with them. You know, and compatibility. Compatibility can be and can also take you down a road of illusion too, because you start focusing on all the things we have in common, but never take in consideration do you have love between the two of you as in a relationship before those compatibility things can happen. I think compatibility is great to coexist with each other, but in the same sense, you shouldn't have a relationship based on nothing but compatibility. It should also be you have to have a foundation of, you know, connection, love, and commitment. In the process of doing those three things, that's when you find out the things that you actually do have in common. And a lot of times in the sense of people missing, meeting each other, a lot of times everybody comes to the table with a veil on or a mask. And
right.
If we could just get to that one point of saying, okay, people, if I could just give you one piece of advice that would probably help you and save you time, is to come to the table in the raw, naked, to the world, and looking and having that really strong sense of vulnerability of looking at things and accepting them for what they are. That's unconditional love. You're unconditionally loving this person because you already unconditionally love yourself. Okay, in the process of unconditionally loving yourself, you can love somebody else. So therefore, we had a study on the angel of unconditional love and freedom. The reason the angel's name is like that and the word that it is because when you have unconditional love, you do have a freedom that you don't worry no more. You don't worry. Well, anybody worry? You don't worry about if that person's going to like you or not. You don't worry about if the person's going to like if you're going to get a job or not. You just go through life loving everyone unconditionally, realizing that everything happens for a reason. In the process of those things that are happening, you're learning, you're realizing, you know, you realize things there. You learn. Like I was talking about before in this first part here, I was talking about you learn, you grow, and you realize. Okay?
Right.
We do have a call on the line. I'm not sure. If the caller on the line right now is actually calling in to get a reading or ask a couple questions or any that kind of thing, could you push one? There we go. The hand went up. I'm going to bring him on. Now, area code 678. Welcome to the show. How are you? And
hello.
Masada, say hello
to
him.
This is Enlightened One.
Enlightened One.
In your chat room.
Oh, I lost my freaking tail. How are you?
The one that had all the questions. I'm okay.
You're the one that what? I'm sorry.
I'm in the chat room, that the one that was making all the comments.
Oh, okay. Enlightened one. Let me write this all down. You're breaking up. I'm sorry if I broke up. It's so, you know, that's what it's all about, the idea of getting the information across and tell everybody, you know, it's great to know about energy. And like we were talking about before in the chat room, I was telling some people in the chat room, if you're having a problem focusing on healing yourself and that kind of stuff, then focus on anatomy. Now, do you have to go to school to do that? No, just teach an anatomy book. They actually have some really good ones in an encyclopedia. If you go back and have a little plastic thing, like a little plastic coating thing where you can pull layers and layers off the body, like the skin and that kind of stuff, that could help you in a visualization, because you could see that visualization of stripping those layers to get down to that part that you need to heal. And the more that you know about your body, the easier it is to visualize and manifest.
That's right.
You know, so
It's so hard to do that, though.
Yes, that's true, sweetie, but if you keep saying it's hard.
I know.
That's an affirmation, right. You just affirm
right,
that it's going to be hard.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You know, if you're talking to your friends and you're gossiping and you keep reaffirming it, you're working against yourself. What a man can visualize and realize, what a man thinks about, that's the ideal. That's good and bad. Right now, we're in a year of 2011. I always felt like this was a very powerful year for manifestations and realizations of what you can have and you can get. And you'll get it very easily, but you also have to watch it. When you're using that kind of powerful energy and those vortexes, they can also take you down as quick as they bring you up. So
exactly.
It's the idea of maintaining that focus. When I say focus, I'm not saying attach yourself to it. I'm saying focus and put your energy in that direction, and that's the direction it'll go into. It's like when I do readings and stuff, a reason we ask for names and certain things like that, because we're sending our energy in that direction to pick up that information. I mean, if I want to go to the future and see things from a futurist standpoint, it's like my energy is connected to my angel's energy, but I have to know how to direct that to them and open that phone line. It's like having a power cord. If that power cord has a short in it, it has a ton of time getting that signal to where it needs to go. But once you sit there and straighten it all out and you fix it, and you look past the illusion of saying it's a bad cord. I've actually done that too, where I said, okay, I've got some cuts and that kind of stuff, and people say, well, that's not going to work. Yes, it is. It's going to work perfectly. I did the same with my computer when I first started working with Block Talk Radio. I had a hard time for some reason. Block Talk Radio would refresh. In the process of refreshing, it would clear my freaking channel, and I have to log back on again. So I was starting to do a show, and I said, Angels, I focused and said, could you help to maintain and to, honestly, it's like, how can you keep the switchboard exactly where it's supposed to be at until my show's over with? And could you help me out to maintain that? Well, I haven't had a problem since then. So it's the idea of learning how to direct that energy. Also, realize what I said before about visualizing. I've done a lot of study on angels in the sense of really studying angels. Not angels that people talk about with the angel wings and that kind of stuff. I'm talking about pure energy. Okay? Pure energy. When I see angels, I'll see pockets of energy. So that's the reason I do that, because my angels work with me, so I can distinguish between an angel and a spirit, which are totally different things. And the energy structure is totally different too as well. So it's very pure. It's pure energy. But what I'm talking about is humans have been human. So they've been spiritual in human body. Well, angels have never been human. So if you see an angel that's incarnated, you can also tell them too when they pass on. They'll have more of an energy like a human would instead of an angel. But an angel has pure energy, because there's no corruption in the programming. They came from a pure source. They've never been on this plane. Okay, when you see angels, it's like you're piercing a dimension right then, and you're seeing them in their dimension. That's why it takes so much energy. You ever seen shows that we talk about when spirits materialize, they use a lot of energy from their environment. That's what they're doing. They're using energy to open up that vortex so they can be seen.
Right.
Crazy stuff, but it's like so fun to sit there and think about it and study all the time. But I'm just saying visualization is the foundation, or your imagination is the foundation of manifestation. You know, if you can picture it, and I've actually studied this a lot too in my book, it says if you can visualize it, it exists. So it's the ideal of also taking that visualization one step further and realizing, okay, if it exists, then it shouldn't be that hard to bring it into reality, because you're the vessel for the manifestation anyway. It's like God's going to create it, but He's going to create it through you, which means if you have a negative system, you know, like you have a negative blueprint, you're going to get a negative reaction, you're going to get a negative result. But if you have a positive one, then you're going to have it. So your job is to always keep that programming clear. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, but I mean,
but
I understand. I know the but is there, but if I feel like at times I mean. It's like I have ADHD. It's like I cannot focus on it, and I try through different things. Just like today, I thought about something so much that it occurred.
Yeah.
I sabotaged myself today with my thoughts, and I mean, I have to get myself out of that. It's been an ongoing thing, and it's like I've tried, you know, different ways, energy healing, you know, all types of stuff, prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, the one thing I would recommend you to do first,
mm-hmm,
is to heal your ailment.
I'm sorry?
To heal your ailment.
Correct.
The one thing that you said is a problem, if you corrected that, then everything else might fall into place.
And that's where the problem is. Me trying to do that. And I get stuck trying to do that. I mean,
okay, well, find somebody who doesn't have that ailment that you have.
Mm-hmm.
In your mind, you could consider the person with a perfect pattern. And
I can't understand you breaking up. I'm sorry.
I hate when I break up because you guys sound so clear and I can't even hear it.
Oh,
I don't,
wow.
I don't hear anything. What I would do is what I do when I was studying healing. And basically, the healing, it was called quantum healing. And what it is, and I can't remember the author, but I know you can buy it. Just look in the energy section at Books and Nobles. And it's called quantum healing. And it also talks about the 22, there's something like between 12 and 22 chakras of lining up through the body, using those to help you heal. But it also talks about what healing is. And what you're doing is when a person comes to you and they put their hands on you, they'll put their hands on the top and the lower part of what you're trying to heal. And what they're doing is they're sending energy into your body. And you're creating a field, okay? But you're also tapping into him because he doesn't have what you have. So he's the person, so it's like a computer tapping into another computer to clear its corrupted programming. But it couldn't do that unless it had a perfect pattern to work from. So what you're creating, so the person's creating the energy field, you're also taking the energy to heal yourself with the energy that he's giving you, but also the pattern of that person that you can tap into, so your body has something to go by so you can actually heal that ailment or replace it with healthy cells. Because realistically, a person should not have any ailments in its body at all, because the body replaces every cell in its body about every 7 years. So therefore, every 7 years, you have a new body. So why do we have these ailments? Because we believe that we're supposed to have those things. So it's the idea of changing your thinking, change your life, but not on all many levels, not just on manifesting things like changing your life, but also manifesting and changing things within your body. There's people been able to change their DNA. So it's the idea of getting the information they needed, of getting the medical information, going to the library, whatever it took to get that information to put in the mind, so therefore you can have something to work with. I had a girlfriend one time that I would get mad because she would do certain things. And she goes, "Why do you get mad because I leave like that? I'm not doing anything. You know, why would you do that?" I said, "Well, the only pattern I had to work with was a previous girlfriend who would actually do those things, but she was also fooling around on me. So what I told her was, if she could give me, instead of getting mad, and just give me the information of what's really going on, where I could actually walk through it step by step, by having that information in my mind, the next time it happened, I could react in a different way. Because a person can only react with what they have, okay? The universe or the system can only give you what you're thinking. So if you're thinking in negative ways, it can only give you that. The universe, like you said before, the universe does not discriminate. It gives you just exactly what you're thinking. And if you keep focusing and thinking about these things, because I've heard this before, and I really get sick with society in a whole, in a certain sense of, like, you talk about 97% of its men never change. Why can't we focus on the 3% who do, and then take that 3% and turn it into 97%? But no, everybody wants to dwell on that 97% saying they can't be changed. Well, if you think it, you're right. But if you sit there and said, The procession with time. If you think you have enough time, you're right. If you think you don't have enough time, you're right. It's perception. So when you start looking at things realistically and say, okay, if that's the case, then you have to go within yourself and find out, why can I not manifest exactly what I want when I want it? Now, you're going to have, so it's an idea of always going back inwards and saying, okay, I tell people to do this. Do a meditation to reconnect your physical with your spiritual, okay? And what you do is you just sit down and you focus on grounding yourself, okay? If you want to imagine your feet being grounded into the ground with roots, whatever you find comfortable to ground yourself. Okay, and then I want you to sit down and focus, and I want you to point your head down towards your chest as like you're praying. And then focus on the essence behind your heart. Use your imagination and see a pilot light there, a blue pilot light. That is your God essence, okay? As you're focusing on this God essence, say to yourself, I love, I love, I love, I love. Now, some people hear two voices. What you're hearing is the physical and the spiritual. So what you're trying to do is you try to say, I love, until you bring the two together, so then they become one. But it's not really, you're not really reconnecting to the source. You're like a refamiliation. You're reacquainting yourself with source, which is always been there. And you do that, okay? And if you want to do chakra clearings and look at your aura, you can actually take that private light, and expand it to bigger than your body. And you'll notice that as you expand it, it illuminates your chakras and your aura. So you can actually look at those. But you can also energize everything too as well, where it's like a force field. You get in a situation you want to, and you can feel everything. In the process of feeling everything, a lot of times people realize the idea of feeling can actually keep you from making the right decision. Because a lot of people say, well, my heart, it says this. Well, I always say take both accounts. Like if you think you're in love with somebody who's married to somebody else, it's the idea of looking at yourself going, I'm a loving person, so I love everybody. So, but this person's married, so the one thing I should do, as in being an unconditionally loving person, you think about the person he's married to. And then you kind of bring yourself back to reality and go, okay, I'm an unconditionally loving person. Would I want someone to do that to me? Or is it just just like looking at situations realistically and says, is it really what I think it is? Is it an attraction? Or anything that goes along with it. So, but it all starts within you. So it's the same thing with this disease you have. The biggest problem you got working against you is like alcoholics. It's addiction. I just want to smack these people, okay? Because the biggest problem here is I'm tired of people reaffirming things for everybody else too as well. And you know, if you're a doctor and you're a healer, the first thing you should be working on is helping that person be the most happiest, productive person, no matter what's wrong with them, because that's how they're going to sit there and heal themselves, not sitting there bringing them down, saying, well, you only got 6 months to live. How do you know that? You don't. It's a theory, and they don't tell you that. All the things that doctors come up with is usually you tell them an ailment, and they come up with a theory of what they think it is. Now, 9 out of 10 times, they're right. But there's also that 1-2% that they're not. So you have to sit and take consideration. And I always tell everybody, the more that you work with that meditation of reconnecting with yourself, you'll probably find yourself not going to the doctor as often either, because you start trusting that. And if you can actually put yourself in a state of healing yourself, then you don't need a doctor. Are there people who do? Yes, of course. There's people in many levels of spirituality. You know, some people believe in doctors and that kind of thing. And if you ever come to a point where you lose track of your beliefs in some sense of the word, and then have an ailment, you would go to a doctor too. I'm just saying, start with yourself, heal the ailment that's going on with you. Because I just feel like once you do that, I know it's a roundabout going way of going and things, but I'm just saying, you know, everything is connected to everything. The energy is out there. So it's just the idea of finding out how to direct it the way you want to do it.
Right.
I hope that makes sense.
Do you all have any affirmations that you could share that for me?
Oh, yeah, I do. Hold up. I got a couple here myself. I just want to make sure I save them because I was sitting looking at the body, okay? And I actually had a pretty good one. It was in my it's focusing. What it's doing is it's focusing on what you need to do. Because, I mean, one thing I would focus on is there's this one here as you would sit down and write your book and do what you want to do and that kind of stuff, or anything that you're doing that you're trying to focus on, and maybe you're writing in your journal that you're trying to bring about, is just tell yourself over and over again, I have the power within me to realize the fulfillment of each one of these desires. Through the love, wisdom, and power of my supermind, I have the ability to bring about any necessary change in my body affairs. I believe in my wonderful inner self. And then there was a section here of affirmations for health. I'm actually trying to find that. Because, I mean, the one thing I do most of the time is the ideas I'm trying to accomplish, I write them down. And the reason I write them down is because in the process of losing focus, I can actually go back and read those and use those as affirmations. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anything, and honestly, anything that you say out of your mouth can be turned into a positive affirmation. It's just the idea of stopping yourself at that moment and turning it around, you know. If you're trying to manifest something, you could say to yourself, my true self wants me to have a fulfillment of my desires, and nothing can stand in the way of his infinite power. The law of the spirit is manifesting my divine ideal here now, and my good is flowing to me in streams of plenty. So if it's a healthy body, you just, as you're saying this, you say, you focus on your body and you say this. Or you can say to yourself, I have incredible confidence in myself to keep the channel open for the channel open for the manifestation of my desires. Yeah, I got lost on that one. But it's also what I was telling you before about your situations. It's like getting added information to find out certain things, right? Like this one I hear, like when you're angry and hostile, do you realize this can bring about just by letting those emotions be out of control and out of balance? It can actually bring on appendicitis, arthritis, boils, constipation, heart problems, high blood pressure, indigestion, and inflammatories. Well, that's what you take for those things. But anyway, I'm just saying. Or confusion and frustration can bring on colds, flus, and headaches. Criticism can bring on arthritis, liver problems, ulcers, and high blood pressure. And the big one we have all the time with this is fear. Fear causes accidents, asthma, flu, headaches, heart problems, and indigestion. So you see the situation when you're... this is a prime example when angels are talking to you. And they try to divert you from an accident. At the same time, they're teaching you something to listen to yourself and listen to the voices. But at the same time, they're also showing you that the accident didn't happen because you didn't let your fear just keep going forward. You changed the course of your life at that moment. So by realizing you changed the course of your life in a matter of minutes, imagine what you could do in a lifetime.
What?
And see, this is what I hear. My life is God's life, and God cannot be sick. Through the healing currents of love flowing from the Christ within, I am now whole and complete. If you want to simplify it, just say, I am whole and complete. Therefore, if you're whole and complete and you are a perfect pattern, then you don't have anything. You're perfect. And the idea of the whole thing is God made man in perfect image of himself. And once you realize that, I mean, sit here and look at the situation and what God could do. So somewhere along the line, we've lost touch with that. I'm sorry. Whew. Do you have anything to add to that to yourself?
Me or?
My guest.
Beseda. Oh, yeah.
Beseda.
Yes. I'm just sitting here listening.
I'm just saying, when I get all that, when the information starts flowing, I just go with it and.
Yeah. Only thing I suggest that to me it's just quite simple, just meditation and just focus on your breath, and if your mind starts to wander off with the routine thoughts, just focus back on your breath, you know, and just think of love and peace. Now, one affirmation that I love to use when I'm healing is my body is returning back to its natural state of good health.
Okay.
Say that when you're ill, you know, my body is returning back to its natural state of good health. My body is returning back to its natural state of good health. Something around it. It doesn't have to be that, but it can be something similar to that. Hello?
Let me say one thing real quick. We got like 90 seconds left in the show. I just want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you for all listening, and it's been a fantastic show. Thank you, Beseda, for being here with me. And that's it. May God and the angels bless you every day, every minute of every day. And with us tomorrow when we're doing some more show on healing, and my guest, my co-host will be here, Barbara Reynolds, and she's a fantastic channeler, and I recommend you guys all check in on that one too as well. Beseda, we lost Beseda.
Thank you.
Oh no, I was going to say, well, I usually have a tendency to thank everybody and I go right back to the talk.
Oh, okay.
I'm usually not done, but Beseda, he left, and I was hoping he wouldn't. Maybe he got knocked off anyway. Well, we're going to go down and we're going to get out of here and we're going to shoot some things out here. So there we go. You guys all have a good one. Good night. And we're going to...
I'm